Hashtag Leo, Natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. First pada, other good chance to 3 geese, 25 Leo. Aries Navavamsha. In the Aries Navamsha, Leo channels its natural leadership qualities and assertiveness into dynamic and bold actions. The influence of Aries adds an extra layer of initiative and courage to Leo's innate desire for recognition and authority. The individual is driven to take charge, make swift decisions, and lead from the front, often pursuing their goals with intense focus and determination. There is a strong sense of personal ambition, and the individual may excel in roles that require direct leadership or competitive environments. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the person will display confidence, decisiveness, and strong leadership skills. They are likely to excel in taking on challenges and motivating others to follow their lead. If Mars is afflicted, the person may become overly aggressive, impulsive, or confrontational, which can lead to conflicts and difficulty in maintaining harmony in relationships or work environments. Second pada, 3-gree-20, 60s-40 of Leo, Taurus Navamsha. In the Taurus Navamsha, Leo's assertiveness is tempered by Taurus' focus on stability, security, and material comfort. The individual seeks to channel their leadership qualities into building long-term wealth and establishing a stable, luxurious lifestyle. The influence of Taurus encourages Leo to be patient and methodical in their approach to success, focusing on practical goals and enjoying the fruits of their labor. There is a strong emphasis on maintaining comfort and ensuring that their achievements provide tangible material rewards. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well placed, the individual is able to blend ambition with practicality, enjoying financial success and a comfortable lifestyle. They may excel in creative, business, or financial fields, where their leadership skills can be combined with a focus on beauty or material success. If Venus is afflicted, the person may become overly indulgent or materialistic, leading to stagnation or excessive attachment to wealth and possessions at the expense of personal relationships or growth. Third pada, 6 degrees 40, to 10 degrees of Leo, Gemini Navamsha. In the Gemini Navamsha, Leo's leadership and ambition are directed toward intellectual pursuits, communication, and adaptability. The individual becomes more focused on gathering information, networking, and using their intellectual skills to achieve success. Gemini's influence adds versatility and curiosity to Leo's otherwise fixed nature, making the individual more open to exploring different ideas and approaches. They may excel in roles that involve teaching, public speaking, or any field that requires quick thinking and adaptability. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well placed, the person is articulate, intellectually agile, and able to communicate their ideas effectively. They may thrive in dynamic environments that require constant learning and adaptation. If Mercury is afflicted, the individual may become scattered, indecisive, or struggle with inconsistency in their pursuits, leading to difficulty in focusing on long-term goals. Fourth pada, 10-13 degrees of Leo, Cancer Navamsha. In the Cancer Navamsha, Leo's leadership takes on a more nurturing and protective quality. The individual becomes more emotionally driven, seeking to lead through care and compassion, especially in family or community settings. There is a strong desire to create emotional security for themselves and their loved ones, and their leadership may be expressed through providing support and stability to those around them. Cancer's influence softens Leo's assertiveness, making the individual more focused on emotional well-being and the emotional needs of others. If Moon, the ruler of Cancer, is well placed, the individual is emotionally intuitive, caring, and capable of leading with empathy. They may excel in roles that involve caregiving, emotional support, or community leadership. If Moon is afflicted, the person may become overly sensitive, emotionally reactive, or struggle with maintaining emotional stability, which could impact their ability to lead effectively. Fifth pada, 13-20 to 16-40 of Leo. In Leo Navamsha. In Leo's natural qualities of leadership, pride, and self-expression are fully emphasized. The individual becomes highly focused on achieving recognition, authority, and personal success. There is a strong desire to be in the spotlight, and the person may seek to lead by example, inspiring others through their confidence and creative self-expression. This Navamsha enhances Leo's natural charisma and ability to command attention, making the individual a natural leader in both personal and professional settings. If Sun, the ruler of Leo, is well-placed, the individual is confident, charismatic, and capable of inspiring others with their leadership and vision. They are likely to achieve success through their ability to shine in any situation and to take charge when necessary. If Sun is afflicted, the person may struggle with ego issues, becoming overly prideful or demanding constant attention and validation, which can create tension in relationships and hinder their ability to work effectively with others. Leo, natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. Sixth pada, 16 degree 40, 20 degrees of Leo, Virgo Navamsha. In the Virgo Navamsha, Leo's bold and authoritative nature becomes more grounded in practicality and attention to detail. The individual is driven to perfect their leadership skills through organization, service, and efficiency. Virgo's influence encourages Leo to focus on precision, humility, and serving others. The individual may take on roles that require meticulous planning and execution, ensuring that their leadership results in tangible, well-organized outcomes. If Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is well-placed, the person excels in areas that require careful thought, strategy, and communication. They may thrive in environments that demand high standards, precision, and attention to detail. If Mercury is afflicted, the individual may become overly critical, anxious, or prone to perfectionism, which could hinder their ability to take bold actions or express their leadership effectively. Seventh pada, 20 degree to 23 20s of Leo, Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Leo's natural leadership and need for recognition are combined with Libra's focus on harmony, relationships, and balance. The individual seeks to lead in a diplomatic and cooperative way, valuing fairness and justice in their actions. There is a strong emphasis on collaboration and building partnerships, and the person may excel in roles that involve teamwork, negotiation, or maintaining social harmony. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well-placed, the person will be charming, tactful, and able to balance their desire for leadership with the needs of others. They may excel in roles that require social skills, diplomacy, or artistic expression. If Venus is afflicted, the person may struggle with indecision, becoming overly focused on pleasing others or avoiding conflict, which can lead to a lack of assertiveness or difficulty in asserting their authority. Eighth pada, 23 degree 20, 29 degree 26 degree 40 of Leo, Scorpio Navamsha. In the Scorpio Navamsha, Leo's leadership becomes more intense, secretive, and transformational. The individual is drawn toward emotional depth, power dynamics, and personal transformation. There is a heightened focus on control, both of themselves and their environment, as well as a desire to influence others on a deep emotional level. Scorpio's influence adds intensity and a willingness to confront challenges head-on, often leading to significant personal growth or transformative experiences. If Ketu, the co-ruler of Scorpio, is well-placed, the person can use their leadership skills to guide others through emotional or psychological challenges, often excelling in roles that involve deep emotional insight or crisis management. If Ketu is afflicted, the individual may become manipulative, secretive, or prone to power struggles, which could lead to conflicts in relationships or difficulties in maintaining trust. Ninth pada, 26-40-30-30s of Leo, Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, Leo's leadership takes on a more philosophical and expansive quality. The individual becomes focused on ideals, higher learning, and spiritual growth. There is a strong desire to lead others through wisdom, knowledge, and ethical principles. Sagittarius influence encourages Leo to broaden their horizons, seek new adventures, and inspire others with their optimism and vision for the future. The individual may excel in roles that involve teaching, guiding, or mentoring others. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well-placed, the individual is generous, optimistic, and able to inspire others through their ideals and vision. They may find success in areas related to education, philosophy, or travel, where their leadership can be used to inspire and uplift others. If Jupiter is afflicted, the person may become overly idealistic, scattered, or prone to making impulsive decisions without considering practical consequences, which could lead to instability or difficulty in achieving long-term goals. Conclusion: the Leo ascendant expresses its natural leadership, charisma, and desire for recognition through each Navamsha, adapting these qualities based on the influences of the ruling planets. In the Aries Navamsha, Leo is bold and action-oriented, while in the Taurus Navamsha, there is a focus on material stability and comfort. As Leo moves through the Gemini, Cancer, and Virgo Navamshas, the qualities of intellectual adaptability, emotional nurturing, and practical organization come into play, shaping the way Leo leads and expresses itself. The Scorpio Navamsha, with Ketu as a dominant influence, brings a deep and transformational quality to Leo's leadership, while the Sagittarius Navamsha encourages philosophical and expansive thinking. The ability to adapt Leo's strong will and need for recognition to the various environments of each Navamsha determines the success of the individual in both personal and professional life. However, the placement and condition of the ruling planets will heavily influence whether Leo's leadership is expressed positively or becomes a source of challenge and conflict.